God bless you, my friends. You are now listening to your Mountain Moving Deliverance broadcast emanating from the main auditorium of the Tabernacle Temple of Jesus Christ, located 1601 Main Street Extension, one block east of Highway 301 in the city of Wilson, North Carolina, where the late Apostle Johnny Washington is the founder, Apostle Marvin Smith is the overseer, and Elder Ida Hamilton is your pastor. We are happy to bring to you good news, for God is a deliverer, and Jesus is coming soon. It is our pleasure to inform you that there is a place in North Carolina where hundreds of men and women of all religions and faiths worship God in the beauty of holiness. Tabernacle Temple of Jesus Christ, North Carolina's glorious revival center in the city of Wilson, North Carolina. For the next 30 minutes, stay tuned, for surely something good is going to happen to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank God for His goodness, His mercy, and His grace. Amen. Are you glad you're saved tonight? Amen. Glad I'm saved. Glad my sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for His wonderful presence that we feel already in this house. Amen. Appreciate the choir singing tonight. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful job. Amen. I just love the Lord tonight. Amen. You may be seated just for a little bit here. Amen. We do appreciate the great opportunity and the privilege to be here tonight. We appreciate the invitation from your pastor. And I give her all the honor. And I appreciate Pastor Ida Hamilton tonight. Amen. We do miss her tonight. We appreciate her. And we appreciate the invitation. We do appreciate your overseer, Apostle Smith, as well. Amen. I give honor to him tonight. Amen. I appreciate him. And I do want to say that I thoroughly enjoyed the tent revival, that we were able to make it one night. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I appreciate how the Lord helped us and moved in that meeting. Amen. And I just appreciate everyone that's here tonight. And I want to say I do appreciate all the veterans tonight. Amen. If you're a veteran, will you stand up real quick? Just real quick, all the veterans here tonight. All right, let's give them a hand tonight, amen. Happy Veterans Day to you, and we appreciate your sacrifice and your commitment to protect our freedom, amen. And I appreciate our veterans, and we appreciate you being in the house of the Lord tonight. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord's going to do for us here this evening, amen. I believe God's able to move in a great way. And how many will agree with me on that tonight? Amen. Thank God. Amen. So if we agree, then we shall see God move in a mighty way tonight. Amen. We appreciate you so much being here. Amen. If you have your Bibles, will you stand with us for the reading of God's Word? Amen. We are going to look tonight in Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8 this evening. I feel like the Lord's laid a message on our heart, and we want to be obedient unto Him. We appreciate all the ministers tonight. Amen. Everyone appreciate Elder Richardson tonight. Amen. Thank God for her and everyone here in this house. We thank the Lord for showing up already here tonight. Amen. We can't do it without Him. Amen. But I'm glad I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Amen. Genesis chapter 8 this evening. We're going to begin reading in verse number 6. Verse number 6, Genesis chapter 8, if you have it, say amen. It says in the Bible, says, "And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, And she returned unto him in the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and he sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. Go back to verse 11, please. And it says, and the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew. Aren't you glad that you can actually know, amen, that the Lord is real, amen, and that he's good. And Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. For a little while, I want to preach to you on this topic tonight. The Lord will help me. When the dove brings back the leaf, when the dove brings back the leaf, amen. Are you going to help me tonight? Amen. Amen. Let's ask God to help us and anoint us tonight. I'm going to ask Elder Richardson to lead us to the Lord in prayer this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, we love you, Lord, and we pray
you.
Yes, God, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint us tonight with a fresh anointing of your Spirit, of your power. God, help us in this place, Lord. We are in need of your help, in need of your touch once again. Oh, yes, Lord, help us tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. May God bless you. Amen. Since the beginning, God created man to worship him. Amen. It pleased God that he did create man in the beginning. But just like the devil does, the devil always tries to mess up the creation of God. Amen. He tries to reverse everything that God has created. That is the devil's design and plan. Amen. Has tried to tear down everything that God has created. But I'm telling you tonight, I'm glad that God is still a great God. Amen. And it doesn't matter how much that the devil tries, and that now it doesn't matter what he tries to bring against God's people, that God is still going to help his people in these last days. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I'm thankful tonight that God is still in control. Yeah, we can get our eyes on the world and we can see how bad the world is getting all the time. Amen. We are truly living in wicked days. But let me tell you that we need to get our eyes back on God. Amen. And as long as we keep our eyes on God, that we can have hope. And the Bible says it is a lively hope. Amen. How many are thankful for that tonight? Amen. That it is a lively hope. It's not a dead hope. It's not a hope that you could purchase somewhere at the store. Amen. But it's a lively hope that comes from heaven above. Amen. And it's God our, and I'm thankful tonight that I can still be encouraged in these last days. Amen. And so the devil, he designed a plan to try to bring down the human race. And we see that he did have some success at it. He caused Eve to take of that forbidden fruit. And at that time, sin entered into the human race. Amen. And we could see in chapter 4 the effects of sin and how sin caused, amen, Cain to bring down and to kill his brother Abel. Amen. Amen. And just like sin does, sin will always go farther and farther. It will always destroy everything in its path. Amen. Let me tell you tonight that sin is nothing to play around with. Sin has robbed the best of men and women of this world. Amen. Sin has destroyed destroying many of homes and many of families in the world today. Sin is something, amen, that we need to always preach about and to let everybody know, amen, that you don't want to go down that path, amen. But I'm thankful tonight that there's still a risen Savior that's still alive and well, amen, that's still able to save, amen, that's able to clean them up, amen, that can change the drunkard, change the drug addict, it can change anybody. It doesn't matter how far they are in sin. I'm glad that, hey, he can reach way down and pick us back up by his help tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad, hey, I know that sin is powerful. I know the devil has power. Amen. But the devil's power is limited. Amen. Satan's power is limited. Sin's power is limited. Amen. Because I read in my Bible that Jesus said all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. And I'm thankful tonight. Hey, he's got all the power that we need. Amen. I'm no match for the enemy by myself. But if I have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who is standing with me, amen, and who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? I'm thankful tonight, hey, that we got the Lord on our side. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord. Thank God for that tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. But we see that sin was taking down the human race. And it got so bad that the Lord said, I repented. The Lord repented that he even made man. Amen. The Bible says that they were, amen, full of wicked imaginations. Amen. They devised them continually. Amen. Every single day men thought and women thought of wicked things. Amen. And let me tell you, it looks like the world that we are living in today. Amen. We are living in a wicked generation. Can somebody say amen? Matthew 24 and 37 says, but as in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Amen. They were living excessive lives. They were living lives that were so busy. Amen. They didn't want nothing to do with God. They just wanted to please their own selves. Amen. Does that look like the world that we are living in today? Yes, it does. Amen. Where everybody's all about me, me, me. Amen. They don't care about God. Our nation has forgot about God. Amen. And we're going down the wrong way. But I'm thankful tonight that there's some of you that are still holding on, that are still holding on to the line, that are still saying, hey, I want to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I can't do it by myself. I can't do it all on my own. But I know that God is my helper, and I know that he's going to help me to live in these last days. I'll cut them my hair. Somebody praise the Lord. I'm thankful tonight that we can be encouraged. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. They were living in wicked days. Noah was in a wicked generation. But this is what I like. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Woo! Noah didn't have a preacher. Noah didn't have a church. Noah didn't have a Bible. But still Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. If he can find grace in the eyes of God without any of those things while living in a wicked generation, then surely you and I can find enough strength to live right in these last days, because we've been blessed with good preaching. We've been blessed with the house of God to come to. We've been blessed with the word of God. So there's no excuse. We can live right in these last days. Amen. So many people want to make all the excuses in the world why they can't live it. Let me tell you, there is no excuse. Because if we have these things, that's all we need. We've got what we need. Amen. We're not going to battle empty-handed. We've got something. Amen. I say we got something. We got what we need to fight this battle. I believe the Lord sent me here to tell somebody tonight and encourage you tonight. Amen. That even though we are living in a wicked day, amen, the church can still rise up and we can still have church. I said the church can still rise up and we can have church. We can see revival once again. We can still feel the outpouring of the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hey, we can still get some victory. We can still have some hope. We can still have some peace. We can make it because we still got the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. Let me be tell you, it's time you get encouraged, my friend. Take courage in these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out that the world is going down. Homosexuality is infiltrating our homes, our schools, our government, and even churches of the world today. Amen. I've heard about, there's even a place out in California. It's a house of torture where people actually pay money to be tortured. Amen. What kind of sick thinking is that? It just points to the last days. Amen. Oh, men are lovers of their own selves. Amen. They don't care about anybody else. They just want to please this flesh. They just want to please themselves. Amen. Noah knew about this. He was facing a wicked day. But Noah still found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And look what he did. Grace told him how to build a boat. He went to building. Let me ask you tonight. Are you still building? Are you still working for the Lord? Amen. Is your mind still made up? Amen. Are you still serving the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul? How great it is to serve the Lord. How great it is to serve the Almighty. Oh, I'm glad that I can have peace. I'm glad that I can still have joy. I'm glad that I can still be encouraged. Because His grace is sufficient. I say His grace is still sufficient. Amen. When Noah built the ark, then it was time to get in the ark. And the waters came down. And he stayed in that ark. And stayed in that ark. You can imagine the toll it took maybe on him and on his family. But there come a time when now it was time to see if the waters were gone. And the Bible says that he sent out a raven first. He sent out two birds, a raven and a dove. The raven and the dove is going to help him to see. Amen. He's going to point him to two different things. Amen. And I'm going to preach this to you by the Lord's help. That in these last days, we can either follow the raven or we can follow the dove. First of all, the raven was sent out. The raven was known as a scavenger bird. Amen. This was considered unclean in that day. And it was even an abomination to eat. The raven feeds on dead carcasses. So when the raven was sent out, amen, the raven was looking not for life, but was looking for death. You know why people are dying? You know why they're back? backsliding. You know why they're following in the sin? Because they're too busy following the raven who's only looking for death. Hey, but I didn't come, amen, to look for death. I didn't come to come to a funeral. And I come to let the dove leave me. I come, hey, looking for life. What are you looking for tonight? Are you looking for life? Or are you looking for death? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Paul said that I may know the power of his resurrection. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, there is a life option. Amen. There is a way that we can follow in. It will point to life. We don't need to follow the raven. That's only going to point us to a grave. But let the dove, oh, let us be led to the life, eternal life. Let us be led to where we're going to live. Somebody shout amen. If you're alive, shout amen. Hallelujah. Hey, you still got a praise. Amen. The devil thought he had you. The devil thought he could drown you. The devil thought he could kill you. Hey, but if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah. Oh, the raven feeds on the flesh of the bodies. Amen. The raven is sent out and is looking for flesh. He's looking for how to feed on the flesh. Amen. Oh, all over the world, all over the United States, all in, you know, even here in North Carolina. Amen. There's a lot of churches that are closing up the doors. There's a lot of churches that are having dead services. Why? Because everybody is just following the raven. They're trying to please the flesh. Amen. I know we've got distractions. I know we've got things that can please this flesh. And not everything's sinful. Amen. But are we pleasing the flesh more than pleasing the Spirit of the Lord? Amen. Why am I dying, preacher? Why am I going through a cold spell? Why does it feel like I'm going through the desert? Or are you feeding the flesh? Or are you feeding the Spirit? I don't know about you, but there was times in my life where I fed this flesh. And I know we live in this flesh. We've got, Paul said, I die daily. There was times where all I did was feed the flesh. Amen. And I finally come to myself and said, I'm tired of feeling empty. I'm tired of feeling like I'm dying. I'm tired of feeling cold. Amen. I want to feel the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the fire. I want the Lord to send some rain. I want to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, I know you may be tired. Amen. But lift your voice and praise him. And say, hey, the flesh wants me to sit still. The flesh wants me to stay in one spot. The flesh don't want me to pray. And I don't care what the flesh wants. I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to lift my hand and worship the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 There's a man in my church. He's about 92 years old. He's one of my deacons. Deacon Howard Souls. 92 years old. He can't physically, he can't get around and move all.
too good. But you know what he does when the Lord moves on him? He walks with a cane. He begins to sit there. Hey man, when the Lord starts moving on him, he takes that cane and starts hitting the ground. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, nothing to my. I'm telling you. Hey, man, you know what he's doing? Hey, man, he's trying to have some life. Hey, man, he said, hey, physically, I may not be able to run around this house, but I can do something. Hey, man, because when I feel the Spirit of the Lord come upon me, it moves me to do something. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, 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 I feel the Spirit of the Lord. It's time to let Him move. It's time to let Him move. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, I just want to move. Oh, I feel the Lord come to my head. Come to my head. Oh, I feel the Lord. Somebody needs some help tonight. I feel it. Hey, amen. You're stressed out. You feel overbearing. I mean, you feel like you've got a heavy burden upon you and the devil's trying to choke you. Hey, amen. But let me tell you. Hey, amen. You know how to get life. Hey, amen. Start praising the Lord. Praise your way out of it. I said, praise your way out of it. Amen. Praise your way out of it. I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm gonna worship you anyhow. Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. And he'll come down. He comes on the wings of praise. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you are the lily in the valley. You are the bright morning star. Hallelujah. You are the Lamb of God. You are Alpha and Omega. Let me ask you, do you got something to praise Him about? Don't stop praising Him. It doesn't matter how much it gets bad off. It doesn't matter how hard the times make it. We're still going to praise the Lord. That old raven, let me tell you, if you spend all your time following the raven, you're just wasting your time. Because the raven will never come back for you. Mm-hmm. Sin will leave you in the dust. Oh, the raven will never come back. He sent out that raven and it never returned. He'll never come back and guide you. Amen. When you get way down. Amen. When you get into trouble, don't call on the raven, because the raven will never come to your rescue. But you know who will? I said, you know who will? Ooh. Hey, when my friends may forsake me, when family may forsake me, I'm glad there's someone that's sticking closer than a brother. As long as I got King Jesus. I said, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need anybody else. Hey, you may forsake me. Hey, everybody may turn their back on me. The raven may turn his back and never return. Hey, but as long as I got King Jesus, woo, I'm going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Amen. You still got the Lord who is fighting for you. When it didn't look like I could face tomorrow, the Lord woke me up. He started me out of my day. He gave me a fresh soul. He gave me a fresh touch. And I'm thankful I am revived. you've been feeding on that flesh, if you've been led by that raven all the time, oh, you need a revival tonight. You need a stirring. Hallelujah. The raven never came back. Here's what I like. Now he sent out the dove now. Oh. The dove was considered a clean animal. They were even offered for sacrifice. Throughout the Bible, you'll find that the dove is a type of the Holy Ghost. Luke 3:22 says, "And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And the voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, and thee I am well pleased." Amen. So he sent out that dove. And this dove represents the Holy Ghost. What's searching and what's pointing us to the answer? It is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are you allowing the Holy Ghost to lead you? Amen. How many is thankful even though in these last days and in this wicked generation, the Holy Ghost is still moving? Yeah. Oh, Lord. Holy Ghost, move again. He said, I will pour out my spirit. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I'm glad the Holy Ghost is still moving. Amen. Noah sent out the dove. Amen. The dove does not look for death, but the dove is looking for life. But let me tell you, the dove took three trips. First trip, he went out, found no rest for her soul of her foot. So she come back. This is a valuable lesson for all of us to understand. That a lot of times when we're tired of it, when we're tired of the trial, when we're tired of the struggle, tired of the burden, we try to abandon ship before him in the right time. Just because the dove comes back doesn't mean we need to get out right away. If he don't bring back any life, any truth, then we need to stay right where we're at. Oh, if we can learn to move when the Spirit moves. Hallelujah. Some people like to get in a hurry, but we need to wait on the Lord. We need to wait on the Spirit of the Lord. Hey, Lord, if the Holy Ghost wants us to stand still, then Lord, help me to stand still. But when the Holy Ghost says move, and that's when we need to move. If the Holy Ghost gets on you, then move. If it starts moving on you, don't quench the Spirit of the Lord. Don't grieve the Holy Ghost. Amen. But let Him move in your life. I said, let Him move. Hey, oh, we want the Holy Ghost to move. We need to say, Lord, will you pour out your Spirit upon us right here tonight? Amen. If you want us to move, and Lord, we want to move with the Spirit of the Lord. So the dove went out, came back, nothing. But then the dove sent out the second time. And what does the dove bring back? A simple olive leaf. Plucked off the tree. He brings it back. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, it may seem just like a little leaf. But there's a lot of hope in that leaf. Amen. Because, hey, the leaf is an indicator that there is life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. John 16:13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. Amen. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The dove is looking for life, and he brings back to leave, and he's showing us that there is life. Now the leaf is a type of Jesus Christ, the nature of Jesus. The tree itself, the pureness, is a type of Jesus Christ. So what the dove did, what the Holy Ghost did, the Holy Ghost pointed right to the life source. I said the dove pointed right to the life source. Hallelujah. Hey, I was dead in my sins. I was on my way to hell. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, I'm thankful tonight that the Holy Ghost, he convicted my heart and he pointed me to life. He said, you don't have to die in this world. You don't have to die in the sin of this world. But you can have life and have life more abundantly. How many's got the life? I said, how many's got the life? How many's followed the dove who's pointed to the Savior? He's given life. Woo! He's given life. Hallelujah. 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 And can I tell you that when you got saved, that wasn't the last time that he pointed to life. But he's still pointing it out. How many's ever been through a heated struggle? You know what I'm talking about. Some of you may be in one right now, where the devil is constantly on you. You may be having family problems. You may be having problems on your job. Amen. It seems like you're all stressed out. Amen. Full of anxiety. But let me tell you, don't follow after the raven, but follow after the dove, because he's still pointing to the answer. And Jesus is still the answer. I said, Jesus is still the answer. Jesus, oh, is still the answer. He can put back a family. He can help you on your job. He can put your kids back in order. Jesus is still the answer. Amen. I'm thankful. He gives still life. And the dove, oh, is guiding him when he brings back that leaf. The dove is pointing to the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. How many is glad you know the truth? Oh, a world that's filled with so many false ways, so many false doctrines, so many errors and everything that you can go down. I'm thankful tonight that I still know the truth. Hallelujah. And can I tell you that the truth will never get old? I said the truth will never get old. The Holy Ghost is still pointing us to the truth and saying, hey, if you want to be liberated, you got to follow after the truth. If you want your home set free, you got to follow the truth. If you want to have life, you got to follow the truth. If you want to have peace, you got to follow the truth. Amen. We need to follow in the ways of the truth of his word. And then we can be set free by his help and by his touch. Hallelujah. The truth. What does the dove also? He brings back to remembrance the promises of God. Noah knew, hey, the waters were abated. He knew. He remembered the promises of God. The promises of God are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's a promise. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you need to get a hold of those promises again. Amen. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, amen, delivereth out of them all. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a promise tonight. The Lord hasn't forsaken you. He hasn't turned his back on you. Amen. And the Lord never sleeps and he never slumbers. He's alive and well. Hey, he's awake at all times. Nothing takes him by surprise. God is still in control. I want to tell somebody, you need to go home tonight and you need to get a good night's sleep. I don't know who this is for, but somebody needs this. You've been walking the floors at night. You've been troubled in your mind, worrying. What you need to do, you need to go home and get a good night's sleep. There's a story about an elderly woman. She was living over in London. There was bombs bursting all night long during the war. Amen. She was troubled. But then she read in her Bible where it says that God never sleeps and never slumbers. She began to think about that. And she said, well, she told the Lord, she said, well, it don't do us good for both of us to stay awake. Amen. It won't do us any good for both of us to stay awake. So I'll go to sleep and let you take care of me. And that's what somebody needs to do tonight. You need to stop worrying about it and you need to give it to God, because his promises are still a sure foundation. He never changes. He never goes back on his word. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, God of my hair. Hey, hallelujah. If he says he's going to help us, and he's going to help us. If he says he's going to bring us through, he's going to bring us through. My God can turn it around in the midnight hour. Somebody praise him. Hallelujah. 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 I feel the Lord. Somebody's going to get help tonight. I feel it. Because you're going to figure out, hey, the dove is pointing me to the truth. Amen. He's bringing all things to remembrance. The Holy Ghost is moving in here. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Somebody cut them ahead. Hey! Somebody's going to have a breakthrough. Somebody's going to have a Paul and Silas moment. You're coming out in the name of the Lord. If he says, I'm going to be with you all the way to the end, then he's going to be with you all the way to the end. Lord, move in this place. Lord, move in this place. Help that one that needs a touch tonight. Hallelujah. I feel him. Go ahead, you praise the Lord. What I say, if the Lord moves on you, let him move. I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's got the answer that I need. He's got the truth that I need. He's got the deliverance that I need. Hey! Somebody praise him. Somebody worship him. Hey, God! Lord, move in this hell and the outpour of the Holy Ghost. worship Him. Holy praise. And the Lord is good. He's good. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, that's right. We praise you in the house, Lord. We lift up our voice. We're not serving Muhammad. We're not serving Buddha. They're all dead in a grave somewhere. But I'm serving the risen Lord. I'm serving the life source. I'm serving the risen Savior. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Who's got keys? Amen. To death, hell, and the grave. Amen. I'm serving the one who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Hey, come with the car. I'm going to worship you. You're worthy to be praised. I believe you can bring me out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is moving. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord has sent out the dove in this house tonight. He's trying to lead you right now. The dove's trying to lead you right now. He's trying to point you to the truth. He's trying to point you to the life. He's here. He's here. He's here. Somebody obey the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we want to be sensitive, Spirit. Oh, God. Oh, glory. 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 Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. Oh, that's right. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, somebody praise Him. Come on, come on. Come on, out of the depths have I cried unto thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know your problem. I don't know what you're going through. Amen, but the Lord has come in this place. He's given some life here tonight. Hey, I'm not selling for death. I'm not selling for dying. I'm not selling for this desert. Hey, but I want to feel the rain. I want to feel the rain. Hey, I want to feel the rain. Oh, Lord. Hey. All right. She cut the rock in the way. All right. That's right. Oh, somebody claim your victory in the name of the Lord. He's brought the leaf that can purify you. He's brought the leaf. Amen. That's the source of all life. Oh, glory. Glory to God. He's brought the leaf that comes from the olive tree. It comes from the tree that the anointing oil is from. Amen. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them and are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The anointing is on the Lord. Amen. The dove has pointed you to the anointed one. He's here to heal the brokenhearted. He's here. Amen. To set at liberty all them that are bruised. He's here to preach deliverance to the captives. Come on, come on, step out of those seats. Let's come around this altar. Come on, let's stand around this altar. Let's worship the Lord. Come on. Come on, no. Don't stop praising Him. Don't stop worshiping Him. Come on, you know what you need of. You know what you need of. God's here. The love, the dove has brought back the leaf. The dove has brought back the leaf. He has pointed to the anointed one. Amen. He can recover me. He can help me. Amen. He can give me sight again. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! 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 Hey, the Lord is here! The Lord is here! Come on, come on, cry out to Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this house. Hey! Oh, I need a light tonight. Come on, follow the dove. Follow the dove. Amen. He's pointing me to life. He's pointing me to my breakthrough. He's pointing to me. Hey, he's pointing out to me where I need to go. Follow the dove. That's it. Praise and praise and praise. Praise and praise and praise. Praise and praise and praise him. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, some of you are so close. Amen. Press in a little further. Press in a little more. Praise and praise and praise him. Hey! Hey! Praise and praise and praise him. Stop trying to think about what you're going to do tomorrow. I want you to get your minds on the Lord. Somebody needs some help tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Get your minds on the Lord right now. Hallelujah. God's trying to help somebody. You need to follow him right now. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for God? Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? Lift your hands and ask God to help you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, I want you to focus on him right now. Blank everything out of your mind that you have been worrying about and everything. Get your minds on Him right now. God's trying to help somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows what you had needed before you even asked. He knew you were going to be here tonight before you even knew you were going to be here. He knew about that storm before it even happened. And if He knows what I need of before I even ask, I know that God's going to help me. I know He's going to help me. I know He's able to deliver me. I know He's able to set me free. Somebody needs to reach out and touch the Lord. The Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody trust in Him and let the Holy God of heaven reach down. Hallelujah. He knew you were going to need victory before you even got here. Hallelujah. So He's already prepared. We're serving a God that's already prepared. Amen. He don't have to. Oh, when He wants to move, He's going to move. When He wants to bless you, He's going to bless you. When He wants to deliver you, He's going to deliver you. You just got to reach out and say, Lord, I need it. I want it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not settling for death, and I'm going to have life.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He touched me. Hallelujah. Tonight. Did he touch you? Hallelujah. He touched me. Hallelujah. Oh, the joy that flooded my soul. He touched me. Hallelujah. 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 I have life. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that life is in Jesus Christ. Praise God. We thank God for the speak on tonight. Praise God. Such a timely message. Praise God. Encouraging our hearts. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, you may return to your seats if you can. Ask that the deacons would come and prepare for our offering. Need a tithes envelope, Sister Thomas and Mr. Smith have them for you. Do your very best and you're giving on tonight. While they're coming, praise God, we want to thank the Lord on tonight that everything went well with Pastor Hampton's daughter. You ought to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The prayers are going far. And God moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Think of the song that said, I know what prayer can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for the service on tonight. Remember to pray for the Friday night service, the Sunday service. Praise God. For our pastor as they prepare to come back. Pray for each and every one of one another. Praise God. For we all need one another. Praise God. Our prayers. Even for our speaker. Praise God. He's giving out so much tonight. Pray for him also. We turn it over to Sister Thomas at this time.